The resolution called State Senator Luther Olson and State Representative Steve Castell biased champions of Common Core, who have neither the ability, the inclination, nor the commitment to represent the plainly stated position and will of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Republican delegates who attended the state convention shot it down by a vote of 351 to 142. Marathon County Republican Party Chair Bruce Trueblood thought the resolution was a bad idea, saying it was akin to publicly condemning a member of your own family.
I think they should condemn Common Core if they want to condemn something. I think they should fight against the true problem, which is not Luther Olson, it's Common Core. If they're going to fight against Common Core, fight against Common Core. They should not fight against fellow Republicans.
That did not set well with those who wanted the resolution, including Tea Party activist Vince Schmucki of Shorewood.
Whether or not this vote went down, the bottom line is the grassroots, the people who count, the people who vote, they've already made up their minds that he has to go.
Olson is next up for re-election in 2016. Castell is retiring after this year. While the Republican Party base views Common Core education standards as an infringement on liberty by the federal government, they're supported by a major backer of Republican campaigns. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the standards make sure schools are consistent, accountable, and competitive. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.